This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Al Whitney from Platelets Across America and Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are here to talk about Platelets Across America. Let's start things off. Mindy, tell us a little bit with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, how you guys became involved with Al Whitney and this connection here.
Well, Al has been in our area today, spending the day with us, visiting some local blood drives, getting his message out about Platelets Across America. He's done a lot of really great things over the years with blood banking, and he's helping to facilitate maybe some new donors and out there helping us encourage donors to donate.
All right, Al, let's turn things over to you. Tell us a little bit about Platelets Across America and what this is.
Well, Platelets Across America, I started back in 2007, is a nonprofit corporation that our main goal is to encourage people to become blood donors and increase the blood donor base. Right now, out of 100 people, only 1.8 people are actual blood donors. And this country uses over 63 million pints of blood a year. So we have to increase the platelet, the whole blood donor base.
Let's get a little your background here. Donating blood, was this something that, as you were younger growing up, that you wanted to do, or did a circumstance cause you to start donating blood? Well, what started this?
Basically, 1965, I was in downtown Cleveland. I saw a sign that said "Donate Blood." I walked in, donated blood, and when I stepped out on the sidewalk, I thought, you know, I can do more than this. And I started running blood drives. I ran blood drives from 1965 to 2000 when I retired, and in between times, I switched over to donating platelets myself. And then in 2007, while donating platelets, I thought, you know, I can do more than this. And I came up with the idea of Platelets Across America. And to date, I've donated in every state and three countries.
Three countries. What are the three countries? Here, Canada, and Mexico?
No. United States,
right.
Canada, and Australia.
Really?
Right.
That's incredible. How much blood have you donated over the years?
Well, I've donated 5 gallons of whole blood and approximately 714 units of platelets.
And I love the line that we were talking about this off the air. You donate whenever you can, but you look forward to the next one.
Right. The ones I've donated in the past, they don't count. The next one is the important one.
And let's talk about the importance of donating blood. Mindy, you and I, we've talked many times about donating blood, and it's really important, especially for the younger individuals growing up, to get involved with donating blood.
Yes, it is. That's where our donor base is, and the high school blood drives are the perfect spot to start somebody becoming a regular donor. The donors today are donating approximately, the national average is 1.6 units a year. If we could double that, this country would never be as short of blood.
And, of course, that's always, Mindy, we talked about this. If you grab the microphone here, this is the time, the winter, where especially the Central Illinois Community Blood Center starts to replenish the supply. So for the upcoming summer, so that way if accidents happen and the blood is needed, you have enough supply.
Yeah, during the winter months, we often struggle a little bit to make sure that we have enough people coming in because the weather gets kind of bad outside sometimes in Central Illinois. So we could have days where schools are closed, where we were going to host a blood drive. We have days where it's just too icy for the buses to run, so we're losing out on some of those high school drives. But then we also have the holiday things that keep us all busy with family and friends, and we don't make as much time maybe to donate blood. So we're always trying to encourage people, especially in the winter months and around the holidays, to donate blood.
Now, Al, Mindy mentioned at the top of the program that you were in the community touring the different blood centers and that. What was your reaction to what you saw so far?
Well, I've been to many high school drives, and the enthusiasm of the kids to become blood donors, and sometimes the fear, but the way they manage it and overcome it is fantastic. They're a dedicated bunch of donors. And one of the things I'd like to add, that Mindy already mentioned, we have the holiday seasons coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas. What better gift can somebody give than a pint of blood to save a life? The patient would be very thankful for that, and that sharing is very needed.
And it's so simple to do.
Very simple.
Very simple, and Mindy, we talked about this, very few rules. As long as you're within certain guidelines, you can donate blood. It may not be at the same blood drive every time, but as long as you're within the guidelines, you can donate blood, and it's a simple process.
Yeah, if you're feeling well and healthy, and there's only a handful of medications that will actually defer you. So we have a lot of people that think they're too old to give blood, or that they are on medications and they can't give blood. So there's no such thing as being too old to give blood. I had that a lot yesterday at a senior living expo. As long as you're well and healthy and you're not on any of the medications that are on that deferral list, you're able to donate. So if they have questions, they can certainly contact the blood center.
Yes, anybody that does have any questions, just give the blood bank a call, explain your situation, and they'll clear it up for you.
Now let's talk a little bit, Platelets Across America, because we're getting close to time here. Anyone seeking more information about Platelets Across America, give us a number or a website that they can go to.
I have a website. It's platelets across America.org.
.org. And,
right.
And all the information there is
about what I'm doing. And they can also Google Al Whitney platelets. And there's a lot of information out there.
All right. Al, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you enjoyed your trip through Central or South Central Illinois. Mindy, it's always a pleasure having you in. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Al Whitney from Platelets Across America and Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.